Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband, where's your happy place?
My happy place, in front of a computer, either writing or writing code, playing games.
That's funny. Yeah,
but I hear it. But in front of a computer, yeah.
So that's funny. So yeah, mine is definitely writing or being on radio. Like those are I suppose it's that creative outlet. It's where you feel the most, like very, very content. So it's interesting nevertheless. Right, let's just talk about whether this whole issue around the ZA domain name authority. I didn't even know we had a ZA domain name authority. You've now given me something else to be anxious about. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, so perhaps to explain how the structure works here. So .za is our country code top level domain. Now, I think most of us know .co.za, .org.za maybe, and then .gov.za, right?
Right.
But there's actually a horde of those kinds of domains that get administered in South Africa. Now, because it's a national thing, a country thing, that used to be administered by private entities and private individuals, and there are actually still some private individuals or organizations, non-governmental organizations, who administer some of these domains. I think like .law.za, .nom.za are still, but you know, for the country code stuff, at some point it was decided that private organizations cannot be allowed to handle this on their own, and so a governmental agency needs to be established to set policy or have oversight or something, and that's what ZADNA does. So the company that actually does the work of running .za, or specifically .co.za, .net.za, .web.za, is a company called, they had a name changed recently. It's the ZA Registry Consortium, I think, something like that. ZARC, it used to be the ZACR.
Right.
And so they do the actual technical work. And so how this works, so anybody who owns a .co.za domain knows you pay your renewal fee every year. And that's over $100 now, but it's still pretty cheap. Now, after your registrar takes their slice of the profit, around 61 Rand of that registration fee goes to ZARC and ZADNA. ZADNA takes about 17 Rand of that. And that's how ZADNA generates revenue. So the whole point here is that the taxpayer does not fund ZADNA.
Right. It comes from the industry itself, or from the person itself themselves.
Yeah, from those of us who own .co.za domains, right? So that's in broad strokes how the structure of this whole thing works, and why ZADNA exists. Even though, like, I think there's an argument to be made that it's utterly unnecessary. It adds
Is this necessary? You know, that
it's politically necessary, but not technically.
Okay.
Like, ZADNA has no technical function in this supply chain at all. It does not help .za function. It just kind of has policy oversight, and it goes in front of Parliament and gives account. That's essentially it. And so there's perhaps an argument to be made that there's value in that, but like the value is debatable. You're talking about taking, you know, 20 to 24 million rands of revenue out of the company that actually does the technical administration, and giving that 20 for 1.4 million domains, it's 23.8 million rands of revenue that goes into ZADNA instead of going into the technical administration of the domain.
So what is their actual function?
It's literally oversight. And then they go to Parliament twice a year to deliver performance reports and financial reports, but only for themselves, not for the ZACR, right?
Like, so I'm just trying to understand the value that they bring, yeah. And I'm struggling.
It's debatable. I honestly struggle to see it myself, and I'm sure I'm offending a lot of people. And look, they do a whole bunch of other stuff, and they're supposed to do like outreach and technical training. And there's people who have done work for Zadna under contract to Zadna who have done excellent work, right? So right. Zadna contracts people out to go and do training and all kinds of other stuff. But a huge amount of that of Zadna's budget is not going towards that. It's you know, there's a substantial amount of international travel happening for the higher ups there to, you know, get to attend nice conventions and stuff overseas. And so, you know, like a lot of these internet governance forums, an awful lot of money goes wasted, unfortunately.
Yeah, because it's just about existing, and you know they need the money in order. It's just the circle of expenditure rather than actually adding value to those who hold the domain names.
And now, you know, making things worse than that, because that already like is something worth debating. Is because to my mind, Zadna's function can probably be absorbed into one dude inside ICASA,
exactly,
or dudette, right, you know, person inside ICASA, dude as in the generic term for human being, sitting inside ICASA doing it part-time. It doesn't even have to be a full-time thing. So, and that means that, look, that means the outreach and the technical training and that sort of stuff will fall elsewhere, but that's probably fine. You could look at organizations like ISPA or put obligations on the ZARC to do stuff like that if needed. But now on top of all of this, Zadna is running at a deficit. And so eventually we're going to run, if this continues, we're going to run into a situation where it needs a taxpayer bailout.
Which is absurd. I mean, like, for what?
Exactly. And that's the reason for my reporting, is to flag this early.
Brilliant.
To go, this cannot be allowed to happen. This is an entity that has a fixed budget. It has a fixed income. It does not need further taxpayer funding, and especially not out of the limited Department of Communications and Digital Technologies budget that was already overburdened by things like the SABC. And the failed digital migration project and all that stuff, to now have to go something that should be self-sustaining, like Zadna, running at a massive deficit, is a huge problem.
Absolutely fascinating. I'm so pleased that we spoke about it, because at least I have some kind of an understanding now as to what this is all about. Jan van Meulen, as always, thank you. Editor at My Broadband.